understand this. Okay, I've been spending a lot of time on this, more time than I care to spend. We're on the 10th chapter in Hilchas Psula Mikdashim. When Halacha Beis, I'm not going to review Halacha Aleph. We spent a lot of time on that yesterday. But I'm beginning to see the flow over here. Halacha Aleph, just briefly, is talking about a woman who said, if I have a baby boy, which would require me to bring two birds as an obligation, one bird as an ola that's brought above the red line, and one achatas that's brought below the red line. And that's what she's, a yoledes is chayef to bring. Right. But then she made a vow on top of that and said, if I have a boy, I also want to give Hashem a gift.
Of what?
A nedavas. Of two birds.
Two birds.
And the gift of a nedava is a cane must always be two olos. Because that's only gift you can give is two olos. So she basically obligated herself in general to bring two olos for her philanthropic gift, and an ola and a chatas for her obligation that she has to do. And the case that we spoke about yesterday was when she goes to the Kohen and says, listen, I brought four birds here. And she hasn't designated anything. Nothing. Which ones are the olos, nothing. Which ones is the obligation, and basically leaving it up to the Kohen to do what he could decide which one by when he brings it. When he brings it. Yeah, if he brings two birds above, then they're olos. Yeah. If he brings one bird above and one below, it's an ola and a chatas. One takes care of one thing, one thing. Well, the problem is the Kohen didn't do it correctly.
Why?
He just did two birds above the line and two birds below the line.
No.
Two above and two below. So we said, well, the two that he did above, that would be good for the philanthropic one.
That would be good.
But the two below, that's good for the chatas, but not for the ola. So they'd have to bring one more ola to make up for the ola that didn't work, that was done below the line. But that's if she gives the guy four birds and they're identical birds. Now, we know birds can either be of the pigeon, the dove family, or the b'nei yonah, the turtle doves. Now, there is a rule that when you're bringing animals, birds, it's got to be two of the same per unit. So if you're bringing two olos for your philanthropic, it's got to be two of the same bird, two obligatory ones, two of the same bird.
So two doves or two turtles.
That's pretty clear, or at least for the chova. From the wording of the Rambam, it seems the obligatory one must be the same. He didn't specifically say by the ola, and we're debating what he means. But anyway, so what happens now? Same case, but she gives the guy two turtle doves and two regular
doves. Two doves.
So two of one and two of the other. And now, if the Kohen was smart, he'd say, now nothing's been decided yet. The Kohen would say, okay, I'm going to take these two turtle doves, I'm going to make them the philanthropic one and do them above the line.
Right.
And then I'm going to take these two doves, do one below, one above, that'll be fine.
Don't tell me. Oh,
but what did he do? So he just took, let's say, two of one kind, he did them above, and two of the other kind, he did below. So it's the same problem, essentially. He's messed up one of the olos.
Right. Yes.
But now the question is, we don't know which type of ola he has to bring. Because it depends what was brought below the line. Were they doves or turtle doves?
Right.
So you've got to make an ola that matches the chatas.
Right.
Right? But we don't know what bird type you used for the chatas.
Did he see what he brought below?
Or he doesn't remember.
Huh?
Or, you know, whatever. So therefore, what did we say? So therefore, he has to bring two birds now.
That's right.
One dove and one turtle dove.
Right.
Because it has to correspond to whatever the chatas that was a good one, he has to fix that as
he brings them both below
well.
The line.
No, now it's two olos above the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's supposed to do two and two.
All right.
He's supposed to do one and three.
He had to fix up one, but the problem is we don't know which types of birds they were.
Right.
And this is a chova. A chova, the birds must match. So, and he doesn't remember what he did. Okay. So if he's bringing, you know, two of one kind and two below. Right? Now, it's kind of hard to know what was for what. So that was yesterday's halacha. So that's where she didn't make any determination in advance. She just said, here's four birds. I have two obligations. You, Mr. Cohen, you can make the decisions on that. And therefore, the decision is basically made as he offers the birds. In the process of bringing the birds, by definition, you've decided what you're doing.
Right.
You bring two birds above the line. We assume those are the ola birds for the philanthropic gift. That's the action that does it.
Right.
Now, if you would have done the next pair, one above and one below, that would have been fine. But what he did, he brings the second pair both below. Well, it must be for your obligation, but the problem is you messed up on your obligation. Mm-hmm. So it's all clear what's happened to some extent. Mm-hmm. Now we begin halacha beis. Halacha beis, the difference is that she makes the decision before giving them to him. Now, you have to hear this clearly because it's going to be different than the next halacha. Again, she makes a vow. Her vow was, if I have a baby boy, I'm going to give also two olos as a nedava. But that at that point, she doesn't demarcate anything. She just makes a vow. And the vow can therefore be fulfilled in any way she wants. Mm-hmm. Now, she now is buying the birds now. There was the vow that was a month ago. And now the day she's coming to the Beis HaMikdash, whatever day before, she now is buying the birds. At this point, now, sooner or later, these birds have to be designated that these two are for whatever it's going to be for. So in the case before, the Kohen designated it as he did the offering. Here, the woman now, she designates that these two birds are going to be for the Nedava. But when she said the Nedava, she didn't designate what had to be the Nedava. I'm belaboring this point because in Halacha Gimel, it's going to be different. In Halacha Gimel, her initial vow is, I vow to give two turtle doves for the gift. And then it's got
to
be a turtle dove. Here she says, I'm just going to give two birds as
boits.
A vow.
Boits.
And that's what, at the time of the vow, she wasn't specific at all. Right. Now it's time to fulfill the vow. She now has to bring the korbanos. Mm-hmm. So now when she buys them, she says, okay, these two are going to be for the philanthropic gift, and these two are the olos. These two are going to be for the chatas. So now they've been designated.
Not for these two, for
the
ola.
One for the chov. The chov, yeah. The obligation.
For birth.
One will be an ola. One, remember,
for the
there's.
Chov, she's still not designated which is a chatas and which is an ola.
No, she doesn't have to. She says, these two birds. These two birds. Birds. I have four birds. These two birds are olos. For the gift olos. These two are for my obligation for yoledes. One's an ola chatas. But now she's made the demarcation.
Yes.
So that's been demarcated before the bringing has happened.
Right.
See, in the first case yesterday, the Kohen does it as he does it. So therefore, if you're off, you can be off by only one and everything will cover for everything. But here she's already demarcated right before.
More
so now it's
right off the bat.
These two birds have to be olos.
Must.
Now, if you're going to do anything else than that, you've totally messed it up.
Right.
These two birds, one has to be an ola, one has to be a chatas. And if you do anything different, then you've messed up these birds. I can't have an overlap. Well, between all of them, I have everything right. No, it's got to be these two birds have to go above. Now, what if
but she's saying, and the nedava at the same time? Or she's just saying that
this is the nedava. Obviously, it's the nedava.
Yeah. Well,
yes, she's saying. She goes to the store. Okay. Let's look in the halacha base. Per shanidra. Now she explains what the open-ended netter was. A month ago, it's an open-ended netter. She says, if I have a boy, I'm going to give two birds. Besides my obligation that I have to give one bird above and one bird below as a chatas and ola, I'm going to give a gift to Hashem, two birds as olos. But it's open-ended. I haven't decided which ones they're going to be, what type of birds. I haven't decided anything.
Just birds.
Halacha Aleph, she says to the Kohen, here's four birds. Do what you want. You decide what's what.
Mm-hmm.
And that's decided as he does the avoda.
Mm-hmm.
Here, what she does is she made that vow, and now, an hour before, she goes to the Kohen. She now buys two sets of birds and says, this set will be the two olas for the nedava, and this set, one will be the chatas, and one will be the ola for the chol, for the obligation. So she's now said, now she's demarcating what it is. But that's not a demarcation of the vow that would have been a month ago.
No.
That would have been much stricter, but she hasn't done that. So it's a step up. So before actually bringing them on the mizbeach, as it were, she demarcates these two birds. These four birds. These two right here. These are the two birds. These are going to be olas and the nedava. These two birds, one's going to be a chasmonid ola for my obligation.
Are we caring with the different kinds of birds?
Right. Now we're going to start with the same. And then after the same, then we're going to say if one pair was turtle doves and one was doves.
No,
just like we did before, we picked the same birds as the first case and then multiple, two different kinds of birds as the second case. We're going to do the same thing over here and in the next halacha as well.
Okay.
So, Pir Shanidra, she clarifies the vow now and concretizes. We're on Chapter 10.
Oh, we are 9.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So go to 10. It'll be easier to find.
Okay. 10, 2. Pirsha Nidra. Now she defines the vowel. For Amarka, she says, Elu, these two, Lenidri, are for my voluntary gift. They're two olos, and I hope you do a good job and you bring them above the line. And may, you know, truth, the lady may not even know where they're supposed to go. She doesn't have to know. Not all ladies or even men are scholars.
I don't think men
to know where they go. But this is for my vow. I know I got to bring two birds of the vow. You know what to do with it, and you do what you have to do. Now, he knows he's supposed to bring two above the line. These two, right? So let's put it on the board, eh?
Well, there we're going to get this. Now we're getting it.
Okay, so now she takes bird one, and these two, these are going to be two olos for the vow. She specifies it's these two birdies. It's got to be these two birdies.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she specifies the two for
these two birdies. And then she says, Ve'elu l'chovasi. Now these two are for my obligation.
Yeah.
And one will be an ola, and one will be a chatas. Right. And it's got to be these two birds and these two birds.
Exactly. Pretty, she's already designated.
Pretty straight. Now, she and this way, it will fulfill her original vow plus her original obligation. But remember, when she made the original vow, she wasn't a stickler that it had to be any particular bird or anything, or any specific birds. Mm-hmm. If you say it's got to be these specific birds, it's much more difficult to give any leeway if you make a mistake. Mm-hmm. Here, there's still maybe a little bit of leeway over here, because she just has a vow that she has to bring two olos.
Right.
She'd like now to fulfill the vow this way. But if not, she could probably fill it another way, maybe, right? As opposed to saying at the time of the vow that only these can fulfill my vow. Do you hear the difference?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When she makes a general vow, she makes a general vow. She has to keep her vow. Now she right before she had like these two to fulfill the vow. But it could be possible something else could fulfill the vow. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, va'osama koin. Now, what's the coin supposed to do? Well, he's supposed to take
three above the line, one below.
Specific ones.
He's supposed to take these two and bring them above. These two, one above and one below. Oh, that's what he was supposed to do. So what does he do?
Two above. Two.
Asa koin shtaim lamala. He takes a pair and does above. Ushtaim lamata, and a pair he does below. V'lo yada eizim mehem lamala ve'eizim lahem asa lamata. He took two. Let's assume, to make it simple, let's not make it hard. He takes the pair, as opposed to one of this and one of this. It probably would also work, but it's just too complicated. He takes one pair. Now he knows, well, one pair is supposed to do on top, and one pair really should be one above and one below, but for whatever reason, he decides...
He got into this Olus contest mode.
One pair does it above, one pair below. He doesn't know which one. It could have been this pair was up here, and this pair was down here, or this pair here, or this pair here. Doesn't know what he did. Okay, so now, after the fact, we have to assume, what's the worst... Well, we can play at both possibilities if you like, but what would always be the worst possibility is taking these that should have been above... And he puts them below. He knocks them both out. That'd be the worst thing he could have done. Right? Mm-hmm. So let's assume for the worst. So he takes these two philanthropic olos below. They're out right away. Then he takes these two up here. Olachatas.
So the olos is in.
This one's good. Okay.
But that one's not.
That's the worst situation.
Got to be three new birds.
So now, what does she have to do to fix things up? Right? Because these olos were no good. We can't, you know, mix things around. Right? So now let's see what's going to happen here. Tzricha lahavi shlosha ofel. She has to bring three more birds now. Why? Why three? Shnayim lenidra, two for her vow, because the worst situation was putting the two vow ones below, so they're totally not good, right? The echad and one, Rama doesn't say which one, but we could figure this out, lahashlim chovasa, to fulfill her obligation. Now, what would that obligation be?
The chattas.
A chattas, right?
Yeah, she
should be a chattas.
He messed up the chattas.
Ve'ye'osu, and now you're going to do hashnaim lamala. So she has to take the two for her vow above.
Right, they're olos.
Because she appears shenidra, she explained her vow. She specified her vow. She said those. She didn't specify. Then we wouldn't be in such terrible states. But since she specified the vow, so the shema shnayim shel nidra, the two of her vow could have nasa lamata, could have been done below. That'd be the worst situation. Shehem psulis, that makes them possible. So therefore, what has she got to do? She's got to bring three birds. This is the worst situation.
Yeah.
She said, I wanted these two to be the vow. Now, if she didn't say what she wanted the vow, then things could have been different.
One bird.
Then things could have been different, because when the Kohen brought it, it could have been like in Halacha Aleph,
right,
where some of them could be olos, even, you know, different ones. But this way she specified it, so she's got to bring one, two olos to fix this, one to fix the chatas, and that would cover the worst possible scenario. Good?
Now, who pays for the birds?
That's not important. We're not dealing with that. I'm not interested in that right now. We're just, yeah.
What if she said?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's too hard. I can barely hang on to what if she. Okay, say it anyway.
What if she said this is the chatat? This is the cut. This one, and she didn't talk about. And these three are all left.
She can't. She has to define the pairs. You have to define the pairs. It comes in a pair. So what do you want? Do you want it to be two olos, and you're taking care of your nedava, or do you want this to be a chatas and you're taking care of your chol?
She's not knowledgeable. Here's the chatas, and here's
then
three
olos. Then she doesn't know anything. We're assuming she knows some. She has to know enough. Okay, now. But remember, when do we say it works out this way? Kishahevi harba shapir shenidra bishnai mehem minechad. When all four are the same species, they're all doves, or they're all turtle doves, because then it's easy to make your replacements, because you know everything was done with a dove. And this is the critical point. So this chatas over here, you know that was messed up, right? Went with with a dove,
right.
And not because that's all there were doves.
Right.
So you know, even if it was bad, but at least this matched up with a dove. So all I need to buy is another dove, and I take care of it.
If right. they're all doves, does it matter if they were mixed? The four, so the two that were brought above weren't the pair that were meant to be brought.
Well, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, that's what we said.
If it was,
three.
Then you'd be
they're
fine.
They're all the same. You have to bring three.
Right. He took two above and two below. So what was the worst mistake he could have made? This is it.
It doesn't matter whether it's those two that are a vowel
this.
Or the one.
Well, give me another scenario. You got to be more specific. We can't use pronouns here.
Sorry, I'm just asking. Does it matter whether these are the two below the line or these are the two below the line?
I don't
when
think
the same
it was,
species?
I don't. I'm not
That's
sure.
That's my question.
I'm not sure.
Like, are they connected somehow?
We would have
to
reconfigure it all.
But this is the worst scenario that could be.
Because it would still work, but you have different problems. This is not as bad. If I took these two, then one would be good and one would be bad.
Right.
So this way, I got both bad.
You need to go for the worst scenario.
So you have to,
yeah.
Right. This is the
we
worst.
Don't know.
Once you have the worst, less than the worst isn't as bad as the worst.
Understood.
So this is the worst. Clearly, you got the two are knocked out immediately.
Birds, if they're all the same.
If I would do it this way, these two here, for example, only one gets knocked out. These two here, it's even perfect.
Right.
Because it does, right?
Yeah.
Or if I flip them, we don't know which one's the olo, which one's the chatas.
Yeah.
So therefore, we pick the worst possible scenario. So two cover the olo, and you only have to cover one chatas because you know this chatas went with this olo.
Right.
So this olo was good.
Sure.
And it was a dove.
Yeah.
And all I need is a dove.
Right.
Now, what if I'm not sure if this one was a dove or a turtle dove?
Oh, no. Four birds.
Then I can't just bring one bird
because there's
a rule that when you bring a pair, especially for an obligatory pair, they've got to be the same kind. So now we're going to do the exact same case. The only difference is she gives the Kohen these two, and let's say these are doves.
Okay.
Right.
Okay? And these two are
TDs.
Turtle doves. Okay, at this point, these two have to be doves to work as a pair. These two have to be turtle doves to work as a pair. So now he did it wrong. Now, and we don't know which one he did. He knows he did them. He has to do three above and one below. If he does three above and one below, we're almost sure things are going to be okay. Pretty much so. Especially if all three are one kind and one's a different one, then he's done it perfectly fine. Doesn't matter. He's got it done. But here, where there's four birds, two are doves and two are turtle doves. The two doves have got to go together. The two turtle doves got to go together. So what happens? Well, he mixed them up and he put either the two doves above or the two turtle doves below. Turtle above, below doves. He doesn't remember which one he did.
He knows enough to put them together.
Let's say he put them together, but he might have put them in the wrong place. Right. He doesn't remember. He's all confused. I don't remember anything.
Right.
Well, can't you remember the one? No, I don't remember. Right? So now she gave two specific doves for this, two turtle doves for this. She said, I'd like this to be, I'd like that to be, and he just doesn't remember. So again, let me back it up. But Medrin, when did we say the solution was relatively simple? Two olas below and one chatzis above. Kishemimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim. It's one species.
Yeah.
But if there were two species over here, so she established one. And he says, and these should be above, right? But Cohen says, well, I did it, but I don't remember what I did, right? So now, Tavi Arbache, she has to bring four.
Yeah.
Why does she have to bring four? Well, again, let's look at the worst possible scenarios over here. The worst possible scenario is that the ones for the vow were done below. Same worst possible scenario, generally speaking, and the obligation is above. That is the worst, because the two olas get knocked off. This ol is fine. This chatas is not good. So what would you bring? You bring two olos. That's good. But now I got to cover this chatas. Now when everything was the same and I only had doves, I just bring one dove and I'm fine.
Right.
But now I don't know. See, we don't remember which two he brought, right? So maybe what he brought up here, were they doves? Now, whatever it was, whatever, if there were doves or turtle doves, this ol is good and this chatas is not good. That's clear.
Right.
Right? Because it's for the obligation. But I don't remember which one I did above. I don't remember which one I did below.
Oh.
So either I did above two doves or two turtle doves. I know one thing's for sure. The ola for the obligation is good.
Right.
Because I did it above. I don't. Was it a dove or a turtle? I don't remember. So now, that chatas is no good. So I'll say, okay, I'll buy one more chatas.
No.
I'll buy a dove. Well, wait a minute. Maybe this was two turtle doves.
Yeah.
Right? And even though the turtle dove is good, but it can't be matched with a dove. That's
buy one of each.
So now you're going to buy one dove and one turtle dove as the chatas to cover the chatas.
Right. And is there a problem bringing...
Now, the ones below, no matter what she had wanted them to be.
Right.
Let's say I wanted it to be... below, let's say, turtle doves. And he brought doves. Doesn't matter. They're both messed up. So he could bring any kind to fix it. It doesn't have to be the one she allocated. Because
right.
That wasn't part of her original vow 2 months ago. That it's got to be turtle doves. No, it had to be a vow. So if I, right before I go, I'm going to fulfill my vow by bringing two turtle doves. You mess them up. She can now fulfill her vow of bringing these gifts, and she could pick doves now, because she only picking them right at the end to fulfill.
Wasn't part of the original vow.
Wasn't part of the original vow. You see, the next halacha is going to be if the original vow was for that.
Turtle dove.
So therefore, no matter what, the ones that are messed up. So what do you bring? You bring whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just bring two of the same. The two olas below got messed up regardless. You can bring what you want. Turtle doves, doves, doesn't matter. Whatever you bring two will now fulfill the obligation. Upstairs, we got a major problem. Because here, the ola is fine, the chatas isn't fine. And the real issue is the kapara of the chatas. So he says, well, let's just bring two korba chatas. One of a dove, one of a turtle dove, and you're fine. Either way, you've covered it. Now, I'm just going to interject. Theoretically, there's another solution to the problem. The other solution, instead of bringing, I was going to ask, just bring two more of any kind and make one an ola and one a chatas. And I can match, but it doesn't matter. I'm bringing two birds anyway. And really, you have fulfilled one ola already, so why would you fulfill it again? So therefore, since you know one, the ola is good for the obligation, You know the chatas isn't good. You got to fulfill the chatas. But the problem is, you don't know if the ola was a dove or a turtle dove, and the chatas must match the ola.
Right.
So therefore, you got to bring one as a dove, one as a turtle dove,
yeah.
And you say between the two, I know I have it covered.
That's
Let me just read it inside. Oh, so let's see if we got this right. If there are two different groups, tavi arba, you bring four more. Shnai mimisha persha. Two from the ones she defined, and Bonidra, that's to fulfill the vow, yes, but make them as a neder, make them two on the top to fix these two, and really it could be, and if she knows, let's say, I knew I took doves. The doves were for that, I just don't want it. Well, then buy two more doves and fulfill that. Ushnayim, and then two, may ezamin shetirsa yilachovasa. Now you see, the Rambam gives a different answer than I gave.
He
gives a different answer than I gave. Ushnai me'ezim in shetirtsa, and two from either one he wants. Yulachovasa for its obligation. So he says, not like I said. He said, not two chovos like I suggested. He says, buy two more to replace this, and bring one above and one below, and you're fine. Right?
My question was, are you allowed
to hear? Now, not everybody learns that Mishnah the way the Rambam does. Others learn it the way I, that's why I'm confused. I learned with Morty in the original Mishnayos. There's others say, like what I told you, which makes sense. So here's a problem with this Rambam. Let's go back. He says, when she separated two for the dove, you have to get two. Mimin Shapirsha of the same kind. Question is, why does it have to be the same kind? This is a question on the Rambam.
Yeah.
He's saying these two have to be the same. Why do they have to be doves? Why can't they be turtle doves?
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know. And then he's saying, and to cover this problem here, just bring another ol and another chatas. One above and one below, because he'll cover that. To which my question is, I don't understand. If you know you have one good ola, and just like before when we weren't sure about the ola, we brought from two different kinds to fulfill. Why don't we do the same thing here? Just buy two chatas. So you see the Rambam is going with a different approach. Yeah, and I'm just questioning why he doesn't take the same approach that's similar to Halacha Aleph.
Are you allowed to bring two chatas, one a dove and one a turtle dove, and say whichever one is right, fine?
Well, that's what we did over here with the Ola.
They were,
that's exactly what we did.
Two different birds.
Right? So it's Lahashim She'en, right?
If one of them may be nothing and you're still bringing it.
Either way, you got an extra bird.
I know, but
whatever you're doing, you know you've done one extra bird.
I knew that, but the Rambam's way, one of them you made a mistake and it's gone, and now you're doing the right thing with two birds.
No, you're wasting one bird to get it done with two birds.
It's already taken. It's already been
No. You only need one bird. You only need one chatas, right?
You just don't know which one.
Okay, now you're wasting a bird to get it done. That's fine. So now, if I would buy two and use one as an ola zechatas, either way, I'm using two birds.
It seems weird to bring two below the line and say, if it's
and that's what the Rambam's saying. Rambam's saying, buy two new birds. One will be an ola, one will be a chatas, even though I know that the ola was good.
It seems better to me that way.
Okay, anyway, but that's how it comes out in the Rambam.
What do you do with the extra bird?
You bring both of them.
That's the problem. You have to bring them both.
Yeah, question.
And you'll see the Rambam will say in Halacha Ches, hey, on all these chatas that you bring out of Suffolk, you can't eat them.
Yeah.
You got to burn them. Normally, you could eat a chatas. Can't eat them because you don't know which one's the real chatas. No, you could eat. You could eat a chatas bird. You can eat.
You don't know which one is a chatas, so.
That's right. You don't know which is the right chatas. So when it's all these doubtful, you can't eat anything. You're just trying to fulfill your obligation.
When you bring an extra one, you know one is good and one's going to be a waste. Is there no concept?
I don't know which one's a waste.
No, I know, but is there no concept like a bracha levat?
No, you don't have a choice. You must fulfill your chatas. You must.
You have an obligation.
You can't walk around without fulfilling your chatas. Now the problem is, there's only one way to fulfill it, and you don't know what it is. You know, if I do both. Okay, there's no bruch. First of all, there's no bruch.
No, I know there's not bruch.
No, that's a big thing. It's not. You're just bringing an offering. You're just bringing an offering. And you can maybe make a tanai and say, I'm bringing two birds. The one that really should be the right bird will be a chatas. And the one that's not really the bird, I'll make it an ola.
I'm going to bring an ola if you're bringing a zechata.
Well, that's right. It's above. You can't do
you
that.
You can't do that. So what do you do?
So that's why maybe that. So maybe it's better to take two
and
make one. Yeah. But the problem is, but you brought one good ola.
Okay.
So now you bring a second ola? I guess you could bring a second ola.
He looks at the situation. This is the best of the worst situation.
Okay. Anyway, Shkoyach, this one took a half an hour, too.